This is a HeadGum Podcast.
I don't understand how we're possibly going to have anything to say about this song.
I don't feel like we don't have to say bad things about a song. Half of our episodes are talking about good songs. I think there's a lot to uncover in the lyrics of this song.
Well, good. Let's do it then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we in accordance that we should do the episode?
I think, you know, we all came here.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any objectors? Okay. Marissa,
well,
I noticed that you abstained. So we will take that into consideration when polling next time, that Marissa is a conscientious objector.
It's time for
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Jamtown Races, sing this song, Punch Up, Punch Up.
Good.
There it is.
It's good. I love that now you just look to me to be like, and?
Because I'm like, you gotta say that you say the next thing, which is either, oh, Demi, or okay.
Demi is your name. Miel is my name. This is Punch Up the Jam, where we take songs and try to make them better.
Yeah.
Perhaps a fool's errand today.
I mean, it's a fool's errand every week.
No, you make a good point. Touche.
Why do we do this podcast?
Another great point. Marissa?
She is, again, conscientiously objecting.
We should introduce that perfect little uh-oh.
Let's do it. You know her as a writer, as a performer, as a comedian from the UCB, and you can see her in the new movie Unicorn Store. It's Fiona Landers.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
I love your energy.
You bring a very jovial energy to this, which is good.
It's very Feifel Goes West, his sister.
Oh, God.
Your big, whatever her name is, energy.
Man, that movie destroyed me. So that's good. Yeah. What's happening?
It's fine.
I don't know. Listen.
Everything's going great.
This is what happens here, and it's honestly controlled chaos.
I love it.
Yeah.
So I love it.
It's a tornado in a tub.
Ooh.
Go on.
That's the whole thing. It's a tornado in a tub. It's chaos, but it is contained.
I think it's called a gravity bong. You wanted what? To do Jolene.
Yeah.
By Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
I have so many questions. First and foremost, why?
Well, it is true that when you just said it might be a fool's errand, I do. I just love this song. And I love her. But I think there is like a lot to get into. It's a short song.
Very short song.
It's a short song. There's not that many words.
No.
But it's like, really, it will hit you where you live. That little, I don't know. There's a lot to it. Like the groove, the lick that's in it. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's dense.
I feel like it's a very short song, but it's also like, the structure of the song is weird to me in that she like sort of cuts the second half in half. And it's just like, I'm just going to do two this time.
Sure.
But also just that. We'll talk about it more specifically, but yeah. She seems less concerned with what I think she's singing about than she should, I feel like.
What?
Just looking at the lyrics, I was like, this is really how you're tackling the problem. Anyway.
I know that it's Jolene's fault.
Not even that it's Jolene's fault. It's just that, like, she doesn't. I feel like I'm talking about the lyrics ahead of time.
Okay,
but
okay.
Maybe, we'll get into it
okay.
when.
See?
Yeah.
Because right. I do have some notes.
Please.
Obviously performed by Dolly Parton, also written by Dolly Parton. She's an incredible songwriter.
Genius, yeah. Genius.
I give her so much credit for just being her
yes.
in 1973.
Yeah.
That's truly shocking and amazing to
yeah.
me.
Yes.
It was the first single from the album Jolene. And what's interesting about this song is that it was not that successful when it came out.
Really?
I think it peaked at number 60 on the U.S. singles chart. Mm-hmm. It was nominated for 2 Grammys, but it didn't win either.
Right.
However, 46 years on, we still know and revere this song, and it's kind of never not been relevant. So, like,
yeah.
it's kind of the testament to a slow burn, I guess.
Absolutely.
Do you think this is her most popular song?
No.
What do you think is?
I Will Always Love You, maybe?
Yeah.
9
Even
to 5.
Even though I feel like...
Yeah. Islands in the Stream.
Yeah.
They're all up there for
I
sure.
I feel like I Will Always Love You is more famous because of Whitney, so I'm always just like, well, I don't think of that as...
Well, also interesting, I think this is her most covered song.
It is.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And that she, which is a huge... weird thing to me is that so she didn't win the Grammy mm-hmm. those
yes.
two times, and then she won the Grammy with that a cappella group?
Oh, yeah. We love and know Pentatonix.
Okay, Pentatonix.
Well, we know Pentatonix.
So I was like, that feels like totally a slow burn. And also like...
Yeah, that was in 2016.
Yeah. And I'm also like very mad about it.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, don't...
Are you anti-Pentatonix like Demi?
I just like, I watched the music video of them singing Jolene with her and was just like, these people have never felt pain in their lives. And so I hated their... Jolene, yeah.
Jolene. You grabbed it?
Yeah. I don't like this.
I don't like this
much.
At all.
This
and so
feels,
that one.
It feels like the theme song to Carmen Sandiego.
Absolutely.
Which is fun because it's about a lady doing crimes. Yeah. This is not.
No.
Unless you count adultery.
Right, but we don't.
Right. It's not a fun crime.
No.
Everyone in LA would be in prison.
Yeah.
It's true.
So I also want to add that it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. So it didn't win any Grammys, but it's in the Grammy Hall of Fame.
Right.
So go figure.
I wonder if them winning was just like a, wow, we really fucked up. Let's give her a Grammy for this.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Quite possibly.
Go figure. So we all know, well, I should say you all know, I really don't know this song. This song's about a redheaded bank teller that used to flirt with her husband.
Wait, you don't know the song?
I mean, I know Jolene, 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 right. Jolene. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
It was a cross between a bank teller.
And a little girl.
And a little 8-year-old.
Yes.
Which is hilarious.
Yes. Dolly says she got this terrible crush on my husband and he just loved going to the bank because she paid him so much attention. It was kind of like a running joke between us when I was saying, hell, you're spending a lot of time at the bank. I don't believe we've got that kind of money. So it's really an innocent song all around, but sounds like a dreadful one. And then the physical description is based on a little 8-year-old fan with red hair, green eyes, and fair skin named Jolene. He was like, please. And Dolly says, that's a pretty name. That sounds like a song. I'm going to write a song about that.
Why did she combine the two?
Because she's a songwriter.
Yeah, man. Because she just like took those two things and then was like, oh, I guess I'll just dive into like what it feels like to be desperate and in love and not wanting someone to abandon you.
It's all narrative.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're going to combine those two, though, I would be like, all right, I'm just not going to tell the 8-year-old part of the story.
Yeah, but she can pull it off because
she's a craftsman.
She's Dolly Parton. She's the only person who I think can write a song about an 8-year-old and not have it be creepy.
Maybe.
Yeah, so like I mentioned, the song has been covered so many times. Mm-hmm. Olivia Newton-John did a disco version, the White Stripes did a version, and a goth version was done by the Sisters of Mercy.
Mm. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. I also want to take the opportunity to shout out that Miley Cyrus is Dolly Parton's goddaughter,
right?
Which in a way makes this the third time we are visiting the Cyrus family on this podcast.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I know, truly.
We got to cover a Metro Station song.
No, then we got to do the little one, Cry.
The Ponyo theme. Noah Cyrus does the Ponyo theme with one of the Jonas Brothers.
Wait, didn't Ponyo came out like before she was born?
They did an American remake. Or no, they did... I don't know if
was
it's
it
American.
Ponyo or Ponyo?
I don't know. Because I know that in the song
no
they sing Ponyo, 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 tiny little fish.
What?
Ponyo's a fish?
Ponyo is a...
It's a Miyazaki movie,
I actually
movie,
don't
right?
fully know what Ponyo is. I know the theme song more than I know the movie. Noah Cyrus and Frankie Jonas did the voices of the American translation to Ponyo.
Wait, is there another Jonas brother?
Yes. The bonus
Frankie?
Jonas.
No.
This is all... I'm embarrassed that I know this from back in 2006.
Wow.
Wow.
See, yeah. I'm the one with the notes, but you just took me to school.
Can I give one more note about this song specifically?
Yeah.
She wrote Jolene and I Will Always Love You in the same night.
That, how, where did you hear that?
No, that is, it's like a known fact.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yes.
It didn't come up in any of my research.
I will Google it right now to show you because it sounds insane.
Like, someone should just die if that happens. Like, after you produce.
Someone
two,
did.
Two
it
genius.
Was a blood sacrifice.
You're
that's
right.
How she did it.
We'll
right.
never know who it was
somebody
that died.
Somebody had to. Those two songs, are you kidding me?
Dolly oh sacrificed God. A lot of people to have the career she did.
Well,
yeah.
God bless her.
Dollywood is built on blood.
Like pink, pink blood.
Yeah, beautiful pink blood.
The wiki page for her, for I Will Always Love You, revealed that she wrote her signature song, Jolene, on the same day that she wrote I Will Always Love You.
Huh.
Yeah.
She was just on a roll.
I don't understand that. That's like, I feel like the best comparison I can make is Spielberg making Jurassic Park and Schindler's List in the same year.
There you go. Yeah. Hmm.
But even then, I'm like...
Still a year.
It's a... Yeah. You can't hold a candle. If you did those in the same day, maybe.
There's less than a day. Oh, half a day.
It'd be very bad, but yeah.
Okay, the last thing I'll say that's not really related, but I just feel like I want to mention this because I think it's so tight. Dolly Parton founded the nonprofit Imagination Library, which mails free books to children birth to five.
Yes.
And in 2018, they just passed 100 million donated books.
Yeah. Goddamn.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
It's so fucking interesting because yeah. I guess she comes from like a huge like mountain family in her yeah. words, and her dad couldn't read or write.
Right.
So like for her to have gotten to the point she has in her career and then to pay it forward like that, I just am like so shook. I can't handle
oh,
it.
Oh, she's like.
She's so cool.
So cool.
And she's a fucking good actress. You guys see it in her movies?
I yeah, have seen I've seen her appearance on Hannah Montana and okay. nothing else.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
she came to the Late Late Show though and she was tiny and just a ball of joy.
Yeah.
I just love that she's so fiercely her.
Yeah.
Oh, me too. And you know, people, you know, were always making fun of her and stuff for being blonde or big titted or whatever, but yeah. it's like she totally got the last laugh and was just like very secure and just like who she was and
I'm just having a hard time understanding why someone would tease you for being blonde or big-titted.
Well, I guess sexism.
I guess they were, like, not taking her serious.
Oh, yes.
Sorry,
yes.
yeah. And so, you're, yeah, but then it was like, she's, like,
a powerhouse.
A genius powerhouse.
She can play guitar. She writes her own songs. She's got an amazing voice. She's an incredible actress.
Yeah.
Wow.
She can do it all.
I don't know what we're going to find out in this song, because so far I like it.
She can juggle, too, man.
Yeah. She knows how to do a backflip. She can ollie.
I heard she can do Diablo.
What is Diablo?
You know, I think it's that. No, I don't know. I think it's either the thing with two sticks and then the third stick.
Oh.
Or it's the thing with two sticks, the string, and then the like big, you know, hourglass motherfucker you throw in the air.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I think that is Chinese yo-yoing.
I don't know.
I don't know what the first one is. I didn't name it. If I had named it, I would call it Pangean. Yo-yoing for everybody. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, with that, should we get into the song?
Let's do it. I love this guitar.
It's amazing.
Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
So just like immediately a desperate bummer, but like so catchy.
Right. And then you just got to remember, it's an 8-year-old.
She brings the pain and the hook at the same time.
Yeah.
Can we also talk about whatever that sound is? It's like, whoo, 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 whoo.
Wait, what sound?
It's just constant the whole time. I think it's a cymbal.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like the ringing of a cymbal that's just in there the whole time, providing this like white noise backdrop that makes it immediately feel so full.
I like that.
So urgent.
Right? Urgent.
Yeah. It also feels like it could be a very good rap beat to me.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I heard her rap at the Hollywood Bowl.
What?
Because
what? Did she rap?
I honestly blacked out. I don't remember. Because I saw her play the Hollywood Bowl, and it was the time that she was coming out with that movie with Queen Latifah.
Huh?
What the fuck?
This movie exists?
Right?
Beauty Shop. I don't know.
I don't remember.
Wait, give me the year.
It was only a couple years ago, right?
No, I'll never remember.
It's
anyway, but it's she rapped. She was like, and it was like time stood still.
Was it good?
It was no. It was undescribable. It was like you couldn't take it in.
It was called Joyful Noise.
Joyful Noise.
Oh
yeah.
2012.
Yes.
2012.
About the church, right?
I just Googled it and got a name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do not know.
Yeah. They were in a church.
I like to imagine she did like some Kendrick. Or just like all of
she was like, I got.
Yeah. Before it came, I got. Well, that's not a good Dolly.
I got a bone to pick.
I got a bone to pick.
See, that's a good Dolly.
I love it. Dolly, maybe like what, 73 is the year she finally breaks into a rap career.
Yeah.
Huh? I think it could happen for her.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to see her, like, throwing some money on someone.
Ooh, that'd be great. Would love to see that.
It'd make me, like, feel kind of horny in a weird way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's anything weird about it.
No, I think
I have a feeling that Dolly Parton has gone to a strip club and just been like, I'm paying for everyone's drinks in here tonight. And just
you
like,
think?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone gets free books and free drinks.
You want a book? You want a book? I'm tipping y'all with books tonight.
I do want to give her credit, though. Like, in all my songwriting classes, they were always like, how can you just tell us what it's about right at the top? And, like, she so effectively did that.
Yes.
And also even just the framing of this. Like, how many other songs do you know that are about, you know, potential cheating that are directed towards the person,
right?
Like the cheatee. Yeah. What would they call it? The mistress.
Yeah. The cheatee.
That's definitely wrong.
I can't name one. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The way that she managed to shift the perspective, because the obvious choice would be like to the guy, mm-hmm. please don't cheat on me, right?
Yeah.
But instead she's like, that girl feels like a threat. It really touches on this, I don't know, inherent competitiveness that I feel like is born into women in this country. That it's like, any woman that's strong is your rival.
I know.
It's kind of like that song by Dream, He Loves You Not.
Demi.
What? It's directly relevant.
How's it like Dream?
Because that song is the same thing. It's a woman singing to a woman about how it's like, you can't get with my man. He loves me. He loves you not.
Yeah, but that's from the perspective of like, fuck you, I'm gonna win this. Whereas this is like, please,
this
no,
is
please,
so vulnerable.
Pleading.
I mean, it's not the exact same song. No, you're correct, but it is similar in that.
Okay. I just think it's such a strong choice to be like so vulnerable, and simultaneously like open yourself up to be just dunked on.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Oh, it's so desperate. I love it so much.
I love it. I love when someone's openly desperate.
Me too.
The only thing that makes desperation gross is hiding it.
Yes.
If you're just transparent about it, I got no problem with it.
Yeah.
Please love us.
Please love us is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, then she says,
Jolene, 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 woo! Jolene, please don't take him just because you can.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that, no.
I know.
Yeah.
Those harmonies are so tight.
Yes.
Her voice.
Haunting. Yeah, just a haunting, beautiful.
This is just going to be an episode where I just fall in love with this song.
Yeah.
With totally.
There's nothing wrong with that, right?
No.
No. Okay. I mean, I'm looking to get more Dolly in my repertoire.
Awesome.
I've never really observed the, like, I don't know what to call it, the tremolo in her voice. You know, mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know how she even fucking does that.
Yeah.
It's so uniquely her, that and the, like, gopher whistle.
Yeah, I know, the little gopher whistle.
You know
the
Winnie the Pooh character and he, gopher, and he,
I
like,
don't.
Has the, I can't do it.
She's like,
oh, like the,
please.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, like she's got a tooth missing and the air blowing.
I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Oh, that's such a good Dolly impression.
Thank you.
Dolly in the studio. Oh. I love her. Also, like, I gotta say, I am not like a, I would never like, I'm not a, what do they call it? A home wrecker? Not a home wrecker.
You're not a home wrecker.
I could never be a home wrecker.
Yeah.
At least not if I was aware of it. But I do kind of understand that, like, please don't take him just because you can. Like, that does feel kind of, I don't know. Have you ever, like, has there ever been someone that you're not really that interested in, but you're kind of like, I just want to see if I could.
Sure, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, no, Demi's frowning at me.
No, that was a, oh, this will not be relatable to me sort of feeling.
I mean,
but
I've
continue.
Never done it. I've heard of it.
No, I'm just saying I've never felt this in my entire life.
Oh, yeah.
But well, continue.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a female thing, but there's like a feeling I've had before where I've been like, I wonder if I could.
Like
but,
a guy at the gas station.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Like,
not
like
someone you actually know.
No, like a loser, Demi. Like a loser.
Huh. All men at gas stations are abject losers.
Yeah, like a real piece of shit.
You ever stop to get gas? You fucking suck.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a fucking electric car, GTO. Yeah.
I do like the just because you can. It feels like just so, because I mean, she goes on to like give reasons why she could, and it just feels very even more sad that it's like, it's not even like, oh, because you like him. It's like, I really love, please don't do this. I know you can, like, it's just more painful that
way. That's like, I'm going to get that fucking loser at the bank to fuck me.
Yeah.
It's like a game. I kind of get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I kind of get it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Again,
so then,
cannot relate.
Okay, brag more, dummy. Okay, and then she says what?
Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
She's busting out the poetry to describe Jolene.
I know, and it is sad that, or a little, okay, it's a little creepy that we're like, we know the 8-year-old had those traits.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, they're not like that specific. I feel like most redheads have pretty pale skin and sometimes green eyes.
Like,
right?
She just ran with it. It's not creepy.
Right. I feel like the thing in this paragraph that I don't love is ivory skin. That always, to me, is like describing skin as ivory. I'm like, that's a little too like
Aryan.
too airy. But it's like, even if you said ebony, I'm just like, you are describing a person's skin in a weird way. I'm just like, it's like saying supple to me. I'm just like, you're a creep.
Or like ivory is like a tooth.
Yes. I'm like, that's not how you describe skin, yeah. Unless you were about to say, I would love to see it on my wall.
It's when you try to play the piano and you can't see your fingers.
Oh, that ivory skin. When your hand melds into the keys.
Good, see, we found something wrong with the song.
Yeah, well, there we go.
All right, good night. I like that she goes into just like a physical description.
I know.
Too. Not like that, you know, oh, you know, marriage has been kind of weird lately. Right. And I feel like we're kind of vulnerable for cheating right now. It's like, you're just hot.
Yeah, you're so hot. You're so specifically hot in these ways.
That's
yeah.
One big thing to me about the song. She doesn't really ever talk about what's so great about her husband. She just keeps saying like, Jolene, you are a fucking catch. You could steal my husband.
I know. Yeah. No, like, I think she like... low-key has feelings for Jolene.
It sounds like she's got feelings for Jolene.
That'd be amazing. Well, huh? I mean, there is that rumor about Dolly Parton that she's full les.
Really?
That she's full les.
Yeah.
Not half, full.
Yeah.
She's not dipping her toes in the pool. Is it because her longtime husband, Carl something, is just like an invisible guy?
No, her best friend is like travels with her everywhere and has like for her whole life.
I mean, Oprah and Gail. I think it's just a...
And she's also been vocal about the... like being pro LGBTQ, which is unusual for like a Southern woman of the Christian faith.
Totally. That's true. Yeah. But who knows? And you know what?
We can pray.
We can pray. And if she has just been faithful to Carl or whatever and they're having a good time this whole time, then great.
Yeah. I just feel like we're ready for a new power lesbian icon, personally.
And, oh my God. It would be wonderful.
Imagine if
her.
Like Dolly's about to die and she's like, by the way, I've been gay this whole time.
her last words are, I'm gay.
And not to dismiss that obviously you can be straight and have close female friendships. I'm not trying to say everyone that has a friend is gay.
Absolutely.
But
I think
again, we can dream.
We can dream and it would be amazing.
I think that rich women just have friends like that. That's my new theory. Is it's like...
rich women energy and lesbian energy is similar?
They're
is that
very
what you're
similar.
Saying?
It's powerful. The same power structure.
Sure.
Because I think it's like with Oprah, people are like, something going on with Gail. It's like, nah, they're just rich. Like, what do
you're
you...
You're right. Who maybe you that
need,
is.
You need a rich... You need another rich woman that you can commiserate with. It's like,
commiserate?
Because it's like, if you're a rich woman and you don't have any other rich woman friends, like, what are you just going to be like, the show today? They'll be like, fuck you, I'm on food stamps.
I can kind of relate because one time you came over and I was wearing a gauzy jumpsuit and I suddenly felt like we couldn't be friends. I had to change my outfit.
Oh, what's
down,
a gauzy jumpsuit?
It was just, I just felt too, I don't know, I felt like I should be pouring rosés.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense.
Oh, I remember now. I hated you that day.
I just felt that you did. Yeah. I felt it. I also think, like, was that little, I don't know, I actually don't even know what it was, like a fiddle or something that came in after she said emerald green?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did that not feel like a little Irish inspired? After she's
hell
describing
yeah, emerald. Yeah.
Right?
For yeah. green.
Well, and also she's like,
for sure.
She's kind of describing the physical characteristics of, like, I don't know, that part of the world.
Yeah, she's like, Jolene is probably
Whoa.
Irish.
Are you
yeah.
saying Jolene might be a leprechaun?
Scottish, no. Scottish?
It is Irish.
It is Irish.
But Scottish are typically redhead. I'm so sorry to our listeners. I think
for both.
For both.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, both can.
But
I
you're
mean,
right. Maybe
how did
more...
they spread so far?
Well, they're pretty close together.
I blame
I'm about
Game
to say
of
this.
Thrones.
My sister's a redhead.
Oh, okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you're good.
I know
R.
one redhead.
One redhead.
I've had a copper hair once or twice.
A copper hair? Oh.
Sounds like one singular hair.
I've had a freckle. I get it.
Wow. Worldly.
Okay. And then I'm actually just really interested to see this picture she's going to paint for us.
Yeah.
Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
It feels so Irish to me.
It is. I mean, well, country music... and Irish music, I feel like there, or like Celtic, there is like some crossover, or like it'll pop up maybe because of that damn fiddle. I don't know.
Yeah,
I know that fun part sounded a little Devil Went Down to Georgia. That end, it sounds
totally.
Like the devil's solo ending. You know,
I like it a lot.
Yeah,
but now I'm just picturing Jolene as a leprechaun. That's all I can do.
But the bank teller was really, well, it's
she was
confused.
Tall.
She was really tall, and then the 8-year-old was small. What are you going to do?
What's at the end of a rainbow? The pot of gold. That's
bank?
Where the bank is.
But she's tall, though. Leprechauns are
Is she
short.
Tall?
Yeah,
the bank teller,
was tall.
Yeah.
Wait, how do we know?
She just
she talks
her.
About it in an interview.
Oh.
She said that, you know, when a woman is just has everything you don't, I'm some squat little
But was the
8-year-old
tall?
Yeah, I'm a squat whore.
Squat horse.
Squat whore.
Sorry. I said squat whore.
You know that interview she said, I'm just a squat little whore.
Squat little country whore.
Squat little whore.
I don't think she said horse either for what it's worth. I just didn't write down what she said.
No, but it was cute. Like that she did say something like, she just had legs or whatever.
Legs for
like,
days.
Legs for days.
Here I have some tiny 5 foot nothing.
Yeah. How can she tell she had legs for days? She's standing behind a bank counter.
I don't know. She was up there on stilts or something.
At this
your
bank,
you're so good. I can't get over it.
No, thank you.
At this bank, they have every teller stand on the table, just so you know what they're working with.
Oh, it's the Beto Banks.
That's, yes, there you go.
That's my kind of bank.
Beto Bank.
Beto Bank.
Honestly, if his run for presidency doesn't work out,
he's got
Beto Bank.
Yeah, it's alliterative, and everyone likes money. It's a foolproof business.
Or
a bank has never failed.
Recreate that scene from Elf until he dies.
Wait, what scene?
The mailroom scene.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to rewatch Elf.
I mean,
yeah, you could.
I get it.
It's not urgent.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just feels like it just moves in the way that like a Paul Brady song does or something. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It feels like an old like folk song.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's so story. I don't know.
Yeah, completely.
Your smile is like a breath of spring.
Kind of Irish. Two.
This is a. She's writing
Irish Spring.
Irish Spring.
Sure.
The soap. Clearly, because of the soap.
Also,
you wash
like,
your mouth out with it.
Yeah,
I love that simile. Just because it doesn't really make sense, but I get it.
Yeah.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever said, but you know what I mean. It's like, wait, what? Oh no! Now that I think about it, it makes sense. You know that breath of spring.
Yeah.
That's what her smile.
I really like the your voice is soft like summer rain too, because I feel like that's such a. It's a concept that I guess I've never thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How much money do you want?
How much do you got?
Can I get a loan for $50,000?
I don't know. Can you?
I'll take out my mortgage again. I don't care.
Damn. What else will you do for me?
You want a car?
Honestly, if I had a voice like that, I feel like the world would be my oyster. It's like a Scarlett Johansson voice. You
can do it. And you just did it. And you just sound like I was like, Jolene probably did sound like that.
Yeah.
And that was why it was so enticing.
Honestly, I've never felt more threatened than by a tall woman with a husky voice.
Yeah, I envy it so
deeply.
Take the lesson from Elizabeth Holmes and just put on a voice. We can delete this podcast so you have no proof of what
Marissa,
your voice
can you like. Pitch shift my voice down about one octave for the entirety of this podcast? Go back and retroactively do that. Thank
Hello,
you so much.
I'm Mio.
You're just like a Kathleen Turner. Oh, that'd be so cool.
All right, I'll see if I can. It hurts my throat.
Yeah, don't do it.
You sound like Charles Barkley or Shaq.
I'll never date Madonna again. It was a terrible decision.
And I cannot compete with you. Okay. I mean, honestly,
that's where it gets,
Team Dolly. Jolene sounds lovely, but like, Dolly's endearing me to her.
She's so endearing. And it's like, who hasn't been there? Where you're just like, I can't compete with that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I kind of feel bad for both of them, just in that it doesn't seem like Jolene is pursuing this very much.
No, it's just Jolene's really confident and Dolly's not. Or Dolly's character isn't. That's literally the disparity.
Yeah.
But is she confident?
Jolene?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what Dolly's picking up on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, song world Dolly.
So, yes.
Because I don't think real Dolly gave a shit. But song world Dolly, I think she's just basically saying, oh, you just are so cool.
Yeah, and confident and you're so,
I mean, cool girls are like the scariest type of person in my opinion.
Absolutely are.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I am one, but I would never know because no girls will tell me because they'd be too scared to.
Right, exactly.
That's true.
I know cool girls. I don't tell them they're cool.
Yeah. It's like a code. Like,
it is! It's like
you
a
don't
code.
Tell them they're cool.
Because then immediately they go, oh, I am? I then am? What the fuck am I doing here with you?
Oh,
but also, no one would ever believe being told that they're a cool girl.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Doug Funny's sister would believe it.
What? Who's Doug? Oh, she's purple. She's the one that wears the beret?
Yeah.
Oh, she was cool. Oh,
she was cool.
Wait, was her name Pat?
No, Patty was his girlfriend.
What's her name? Judy.
Maybe. Judy, yes, it was Judy.
Judy.
I only remember that she was cool and I felt very horny for her.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. She was cool and sexy.
The way they drew those lines, you'd be like, ooh, give me some of that.
I'll take some of those lines, please.
He talks about you in his sleep and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he
calls your name, Jolene. Yeah, that's...
She's just crying in bed.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's really fucking sad.
Yeah.
So it's more than just that she's confident. It's that her husband's fully in love with her.
Yeah, he's transfixed.
Yeah.
Tight. Transfixed is a great verb I don't hear used enough.
Oh, why? Thank you.
Honestly, thank you for bringing it to the pod. That's the first transfixed it. That's the confident energy we go into 2019 with.
Do you think Because it's like, is there a possibility that he's talking about her in his sleep, but it's not like he's imagining like having sex with her or something. It's like she's just appeared in his dream. Yeah. You know how sometimes
maybe he's like worried he forgot to cash that check.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to the bank so many times because he's just like, he has money trouble. Yeah. We need to pay our fucking rent.
He's like, Jolene, please don't foreclose my house.
Exactly.
And she's like, maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Oh, stop with the voice. But yeah, don't do it.
But I kind of like the pain, but please don't.
Please don't.
Yeah, I mean, poor Dolly, she's probably created this whole narrative in her head.
Yeah.
Again, song world Dolly. Yeah. Real world Dolly probably doesn't give a fuck.
Real world Dolly will kick this 8-year-old's ass.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how the bank teller felt when this song came out, because she knew who she was. She's redheaded, she's a bank teller, she's a bank teller, and she knows Dolly Parton's husband. She certainly knows who she is.
That's true.
I really wish that I had a statement from her.
I wish we could track her down.
Also, isn't Dolly Parton's husband like a rich oil guy, kind of?
Do not know.
I have no idea. I've only just been like, he's tall. I like when they take pictures.
I've been like, she wears a wig, right?
Yeah.
That's as far as I know.
Yeah. I mean, does she?
Yeah. Dolly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big time into wigs.
Oh, damn.
Stacks wigs on top of wigs.
Oh, yeah. Wig on top of wigs.
Good.
Absolutely.
She, invented drag queen culture.
Yes. Yeah.
That's not true. I'm sorry.
I was like, I don't want to stand by that.
Right. But she's a supporter of drag.
Yeah.
How could she not be? She likes all the same things.
Yes.
Wigs.
Absolutely. False eyelashes.
Being
crazy
sassy.
Makeup.
Yeah.
Sass.
Guitars.
Sequins.
Literally, that's all I know.
Yeah.
She probably tucks something.
She tucks
into Spanx or something.
Her damn
I don't know.
Husband in at night and goes on tour.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to make this allegory perfect.
It's just funny because like maybe at one point Dolly Parton was like, I mean, I'm sure she was probably the most like insecure person alive. She has to be. I feel like everyone comes from every fucking woman that's she has to have been that way at one point. Right?
And she came from poverty and so she got made fun of a lot and yeah.
But to now know Dolly Parton as Dolly Parton and be like trying to believe any of these lyrics, I'm like,
What was Dolly Parton like around the time this song was released is what I'm wondering.
Well, I mean,
wish I knew.
She was kind of discovered by Porter Wagoner.
Yes.
And so they were a duo. And so, but she was breaking away, from him around this time, I believe, to do her solo stuff. And so I think it was like tough.
Was she a rising star? Like no one had heard of her yet.
They knew her. I think people knew her from him. And like she was on his show. Like he had like a country music show.
Yeah.
And she was this hit, but like I think it was a difficult time to like walk away from, to like separate, to go out on her own.
Dude, I love her. The more you're telling me, the more I'm like, yep. Mm-hmm,
she's
okay.
So cool. Yeah.
Someone sent me a Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner record once, and I didn't know that that was a duo. So I looked it up and I was like, oh, this was most of her career before she went solo. And it's like, it's similar music, but you can tell that, like, she's got so much more for her own.
She has so much more to give.
Yeah.
I feel like that's so often the case with very, very talented women.
Absolutely.
That they're paired with men that hold them back because they can't, whether politically or socially or culturally, succeed on their own.
Yeah, absolutely. And so she did that in this early 70s, being like, I can do this, but it's going to be hard. And she did it.
Yeah.
And then
she's killing it.
She killed it and continues to kill it. And I love when she talks about Whitney Houston covering her song, and where she heard it on the radio and she pulled over and she was like, this is like the best thing that's happened to me. Like that was like one of her proudest moments. So that wasn't a competitive thing between women. Or she wasn't like, she wasn't like, oh, I feel insecure that I couldn't like sing the shit out of it or whatever.
Or make it as big of a hit as she did.
Exactly.
The more I hear about her, the more I'm just like, is that what like a Southern Belle is supposed to be? Like, is that why that's something that people are like, we lost our culture? Like, I'm like, okay, I guess.
I feel like who aspire for Southern Belles probably do not like politically align with Dolly Parton in a lot of things.
Well, I don't know. She doesn't talk about her politics much.
Well, but I mean, like, even just her being like pro LGBT and like.
Sure. And like breaking out on her own.
But she won't call herself a feminist.
Right, exactly.
So,
but it's like,
I know. It's like she's still kind of has that deep rooted, kind of like.
In my head, though, it's like.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm right back to it. I like books, but I won't talk about politics.
I mean, I kind of get it. My grandma's from Virginia, so, like, yeah. I can relate, but at the same time...
It's tough. It's a bummer.
Yeah, but she, like, loved Obama, so I feel like I lucked out, but she still said shit like, heavens to Betsy! Yeah. And I was like, what? Or if I came over and my... if I was wearing anything lower than, like, a button-up or a crew neck, she would go, oh, child! And throw a blanket to cover my chest and say, oh, the Valley of Death!
Oh, man. The Valley of Death. Oh, my gosh.
So I kind of get it.
That almost sounds like a burn on you. She's just like...
Oh, yeah, my boobs were so far apart. She was raising me so hard, dragging me through the mud. And the fucked up thing is, hers probably were, too! Oh, yeah. Where did I get it from?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Granny, you gave me these tits!
I got your Look tits, Granny. Yeah.
Whenever she was wearing a low-cut shirt, she'd be like, oh, the San Fernando Valley!
She told me that she just hoped that she died not naked, and if she did, that with her last dying breath, she ripped the shower curtain down over her body.
That is badass.
And I was like, Granny, when we carry your body out of the house, we're gonna see it naked.
Oh, I love how much she didn't want to be seen naked.
Did you ever see that SNL sketch that was Toilet Death Ejector?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot like that.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, if it was the whole premise is like, if someone is about to, like, is having a heart attack or, like, dies on the toilet, oh, it's the most embarrassing thing. So
like
there's
Elvis.
A button. Yeah. So there's a button that they hit and it just ejects them into
That's
the
perfect.
Bed.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And a book falls from the ceiling that makes it look like they were reading.
That's perfect. Oh, my God. What a good sketch.
Yeah.
Covered in shit, pants down. Yeah.
As we all should be, the way we came into this world and the way we will exit.
And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolie.
I wanted to clip out that part from, like, a little beforehand just because you can kind of hear, like, bongos come in at the
end.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And they just, like, stay for the rest of the song.
That guitar riff is so iconic. It carries the whole song.
Yes, I know.
I feel like I haven't been paying close attention, but every section so far, with the exception of the Jolene part, has been the same, right? Melodically?
Yes.
Beauty is beyond compare, flaming locks of auburn hair, with lime skin and green, right?
Even with Jolene part, I think it's like the same, like do 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 do.
She changes notes a little. Jolene, Jolene, she goes up.
Oh yeah, I thought you meant with the music.
No, the melodic part.
Okay,
just because this would actually change the structure of the song. I think this might be the first non-verse chorus song we've ever done. This is an AABA song structure.
Right. Mm.
That's really unusual. That's like Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Right.
Or What a Wonderful World. It's like verse, and then like refrain, verse.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
It's
even
I didn't realize.
Weirder in the second half because she does half as many verses.
Oh, okay.
That's why the song is like 2.5 minutes
it's
long.
It's really
it
short.
Is? Yeah. that short?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow, it is like a little folk song.
My punch up is much longer.
Oh,
I'll say that right
love
now.
It.
Yeah.
Also,
love
Demi punched it up.
I know.
Which I feel like everyone will be like, why? Because you seem like the obvious choice to do the punch up for a female singer.
I also said why.
Well, because you didn't want to do it, is why.
Oh, I said I could sing it.
No, never mind. I'm not getting into this.
Oh, boy. Oh, jeez.
Dolly, you're caught in the middle of something. We'll deal with this off air.
That wasn't my Dolly. That was me.
Oh. No, Dolly would be like, oh, good Lord in heaven.
You two fight like a rabbit in the rabbit house. I can't do it. Tell you what.
I love that.
The rabbit house.
That's when someone goes like, wait a minute, and pulls off the mask and's like, you're not Dolly Parton at all. Let's take a quick ad break. We're back.
Can't get over Rabbit. The Rabbit House.
Rabbit in the Rabbit House. You know, with all that break time, you would have thought I'd come up with something better, but I don't have another one for you.
A fox in the rabbit house.
Oh, yes,
but,
yes.
But a fox in the rabbit house would eat all the rabbits.
Yeah.
Why? That's not how... Never mind.
Expression.
But that's rabbits, a different thing.
Rabbits in the rabbit house, you think they're fighting?
Okay, well, they're fucking.
They're fucking.
All right.
Weasel in a woodpile.
Y'all Ooh. Two fight like two chickens in an underground chicken fighting ring.
Damn.
There.
Cock fighting, not hens. They don't fight hens.
You watch your tongue, Missy. Not in my house.
It's a cord for the swear jar.
Heavens to Betsy.
Okay.
Wait, and I can easily understand
how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
That is still so much of it is just being like, look, you're hot as shit. You're so cool.
Please, I need this.
Yeah, please. Yeah, please. It's desperate.
I love it because please, I need this is something I say constantly, and it actually is my Wi-Fi password.
I love
please,
it.
I need this.
Yeah. You ever come over to my house? You know it now.
Well, you got to figure out the network name. Still.
True.
That's a secret.
Ooh. But yeah, it's so desperate. And talking about people who covered it, when you mentioned the White Stripes, I will say he gets into the desperation of it. And it's great.
Clip.
Yeah.
He talks about what you used to be, but there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene.
I am not a fan of the vocal performance, but I do love that he's bringing the desperation to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I mean, it's a mess.
Yeah.
So glad it's over.
But it's a very powerful.
He's in pain.
It's weird to me that I had not heard this until we were doing this episode, but it's like one of the covers that is the most popular of this song.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I like the Miley Cyrus version a lot, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's her,
got a cool
her goddaughter.
Voice.
You do.
Do you think that's how she learned how to sing so good?
Yes.
Probably.
Jolene. That's my version of Miley Cyrus pretending to be Dolly Parton.
That's good.
That's good.
Thanks. Thanks
I
so
also
much.
Have a clip of that if you want to hear it.
Jolene. Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Oh, she changed the key.
Jolene. Oh, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
I like it.
Jolene. That guitar is cool. Whoa.
Please don't take him even though you can.
Why don't you change it to even though?
I don't know. Make it her own?
Yeah, it's like, take it easy.
I have a songwriting credit on this now.
Leave the punching up to us.
Yeah, Miley. If you want to punch up something, you come on this podcast, goddamn.
I don't know. I think the original has like a simplicity that I haven't heard in the covers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I just think none of the covers are good.
No.
I think everyone just wants their chance to be like, I can sound desperate.
Yeah.
My turn.
I guess that's true.
And they don't want to write their own desperate song because they're like, well, I don't feel that.
Well, it's really vulnerable.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason why I feel like, not going to name names, but so many artists have made a career off of being like, I'm the victim and you fucking suck, asshole. Instead of just being like, I mean, no one's done anything wrong yet. I'm just scared.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like a strong stance.
It totally is strong and relatable.
I know. And I love that she spoke it out into the world.
Yeah. I wish that she would tell us what he means to her.
I wish so, too.
Yeah.
That could be if this didn't have the AAB structure, that'd be a good bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it feels like, I'm just like, why do you, what's this, tell me more about this man that you love
you
him
know
so
what,
much.
Though, it'd be too non sequitur. It would be too long and too hard to get it across, I think.
Yeah, what is she going to say? Like,
we met in college.
Right.
He treats me like no other man. He loves to eat soup out of cans.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to sound.
He sounds like a winner.
I think she could have gotten the Grammy with that verse.
I don't think you should judge people for eating out of cans, though, as a reformed corn eater.
Look, that was a plus. That was, again, I'm just
That's
listing
I'm
good
saying.
Things about him.
It
yes.
was a good thing that I used to eat a can of corn for dinner out of the can.
Right. And now you're slumming it eating out of bowls like a fucking plebe. I'm embarrassed for us both.
I thought it was pleb.
I have no
or
idea.
Like a plebeian?
Yeah.
Plebe?
Oh, okay. Well, and again, I
Isn't a plebeian when you're attracted to ladies?
Full plebe.
I'm only half plebe.
Ooh. Love it.
You could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene.
Oh, she's kind of saying it there.
Yeah.
He's the one for me.
Yeah, he's the one, man.
It's like a half committal.
She's never going to love again.
Well, I just mean in
she
the sense of.
She loves him so much.
She would never be able to love again, Demi.
Ever. Demi.
Look. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't feel like she's saying anything about the guy. Not that she needs
doesn't
to.
Doesn't that say enough? Like, this guy is this.
He's the
for
one
me.
For me.
Like, he's the one. If you take him, Jolene Bank Lady.
Jolene Bank Lady.
Jolene Mrs. Bank.
Yeah. I won't love ever again.
That's fair. Yeah.
And.
I will concede.
Her interpretation is that Bank Lady just wants to do it for fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She doesn't do it for meaning.
No.
Just for fun.
Which is even more evil.
Yeah.
I just imagine her being like, hey, your husband comes in here a lot. It's like, sure does. I'm going to fuck him. And that's the entire experience. She's like, what? Why?
It's Jolene's song. Because I can't. Jolene's song sucks.
Honestly, yeah. This is like a great pilot. Like, we should pitch this, like, Jolene.
Yeah, Jolene character.
Man eater. And it's totally. Just how she's like, hey, your husband, I'm going to fuck him.
I'm going to fuck him.
Because it's so easy for
it's
me.
Like Wreck-It Ralph, but it's home Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
No one steal that idea before no. we write it.
It's... I'm going to fuck it. Disney, call us.
Oh, man. Ooh, brother. Ooh, brother. Imagine the fucking Brave didn't do so well, too. So we still could have the corner on the redhead market as far as merch goes.
That's
absolutely
true. Oh, wait a minute. Red hair, Wreck-It Ralph. Does he have eyes of emerald green?
Great question. Ooh.
We don't know.
Wish this is
we
a real your song situation as much as I love Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
Can't remember if they're green or blue.
Right.
Oh, that's true.
Could be even brown. Fuck it.
Yeah, maybe it's about Emma Stone.
Uh-huh.
Just a redheaded person with green eyes.
So guys, check out our pilot Jolene starring Emma Stone coming to HBO.
She's going for that Emmy.
I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
I just love how there's no option given to the husband
at all
to just not cheat.
No,
yeah. It's like, you're so powerful.
Yeah.
He will cheat.
He will cheat.
It's
please.
All on you, Jolene. Yeah. Please don't.
I know.
I love him so much, he will fuck someone else.
I know.
Please don't.
Well, it sounds almost, I have to assume, unless he's just an asshole, that it's just specifically Jolene.
Yeah.
That Jolene's got this Medusa siren song of
totally.
Some kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
That he cannot withstand.
Right.
No man can withstand.
Exactly.
Maybe she's giving him like an extra dollar at the bank whenever he does deposit. And he's just like, I'm going to marry this woman.
It's the dum-dums, dude.
Oh, yes.
She gives him the butterscotch ones.
Dum-dums.
Yeah. The same bank?
Huh?
Wait, I know we don't have the same bank, but I'm just like, for some reason in my head, I was like,
every bank has dum-dums.
They do. It was a dum-dum thing for me to assume that we had the same bank based on that.
I just feel like men can be so easily coerced on food.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Why not lollipops?
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll kill a man for some ramen.
Fuck it, even the stuff straight out of the box.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Oh, shit.
You give me
what would you do from restaurant ramen?
Yo, I will straight up, I'm saying it on there, I will assassinate. No, I'm going to get a call from the Secret Service, even though I didn't even say who.
I don't think assassinate's usually used for non-political figures.
Well?
I assassinated my husband.
Well, that sounds right.
What? No, it doesn't.
Sounds fine to me.
Oh, what are you in jail for? I assassinated my cousin.
Well, who's your cousin, though? It's like, fucking...
Jeff.
Yeah.
He works at auto parts.
Well, he needs to be taken out and covertly.
Uh-huh, yeah. I assassinated him.
I assassinated my cousin.
I think that's if I ever go to prison for murder, I will...
Just say I assassinated someone.
I'm an assassinator. Nope, that's not what it's called. Assassin.
Just say you're an...
Love it. I'm an assassinator. Fuck off.
It sounds more impressive.
Yeah, it does.
I did some assassinatification.
Ooh, yeah. That's
kind of
sexy. Yeah, right?
Is that what Villanelle does?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
It's got ass in there twice. It's a hot word.
That's what Jolene does.
Ooh, yeah.
Jolene probably...
That's why she's like, just so you know, I'll do butt stuff twice. And he's like, I gotta go to this lady.
Okay, wait, actual poll. Do you think Jolene is actually good at sex? And that's why she's such a temptress. Or is she just so fucking cool and hot and whatever her skill may be that she actually isn't at all good at sex?
Mm. Well, is like the cooler you are, the worse you are at sex?
It can go either way.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes your coolness is predicated on how good you are at sex, and that's where your source of confidence. That's your well.
Yeah.
And then other times, you're just really confident and... maybe for that reason, you're like, I don't need to be good at sex. I'm super hot.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to say she's good at sex just because it makes me love Dolly more. Even more. Like, be on her side more. Like, where she's like, I'm not, maybe I'm not.
I think she has good sex energy. I think that's what Dolly's so scared about.
Yeah, I think that, yep.
Yeah.
You know, some people just exude it.
Yeah.
Especially at the bank.
They have this gentle musk smell.
Because they got that. The glass between them, they're like, I can fucking say anything right
now. Oh, if that musk is drifting through the glass, you know it's powerful.
It's like to men, it's like a pie on a windowsill. We're just floating into the bank on all, like just in the air, like a cat. Just like,
listen, I
smell a confident lady.
I will say, I know some girls like that. One of our friends, who shall remain nameless, has been followed because someone saw her on the freeway driving.
Oh, wait,
followed her off to be like, hey, I must hit on you.
Why?
She just, and that happens to her all the time. She just has that look or energy like that men are just like, give me that.
Right.
It honestly sounds horrible. It sounds like a burden. Jolene's probably like, I'm not trying to fuck your husband. I'm just hot and confident.
Jolene's probably like, I'm gay. Why does this keep happening?
Oh my God, if she was gay, well,
she's like,
I don't know if I could handle it.
Dolly, no, not him. I want you. I want to be invited to your house for a dinner because I'm so nice to him.
It's like Kate Blanchett energy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Rachel Weisz energy.
Yeah.
It's too powerful.
It's so powerful.
Queen Latifah energy.
Absolutely.
Can't get started on Queen Latifah.
I mean, what? We don't have an hour. I will bring down this house.
And then, wait, it just goes to the chorus?
Yeah, it
and goes to the chorus again.
But, like, she does something a little different on every chorus, which I kind of like.
I love how they only come into the last two.
Yeah.
I love how it ends.
It's like a siren song.
It's a total siren song, and Jolene's a siren at the bank, like you said.
Yes.
Do you think this is Dolly's siren song to be like, I'm gonna tempt him back? Or is it just like...
Yeah, the song where she just is desperate, like, please don't cheat on me! It's the thing that made him come back.
Yeah. It's boss. No, that's foolish. You're right.
She's like, he's gonna regret this when I make this song about how sad I am.
Carl, I'd like to see you... I'd like to see you escape this. Please don't fuck that lady at the bank.
I mean, if it slaps, it might work.
That's true. And the song do slap.
Oh, this song's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, like, if I tried to find fault with it, maybe it's that, like, she's blaming another woman for her husband cheating.
Yeah.
It's not feminist.
No. But Dolly's not a feminist.
Dolly's not
proudly
a feminist.
Proudly won't say that word.
Yeah, it is very, like you guys brought up, like, that the guy, there's no responsibility placed on him. It is literally like, Jolene, don't dangle yourself in front of him like meat because he's a man and he'll eat you.
He'll eat you.
Jolene, you know it's the pheromones you're putting out that's causing him to do this.
Right.
Yeah, I would never understand being mad at the home wrecker and not the husband.
Yeah. Oh,
that's something that I feel like is just built in.
It's so built in. It's fucked up.
Yeah. It's so fucked up.
Yeah.
I will say that there's a part of me that thinks because... it's not even like angrily directed at the woman. It's like a pitiful plea. And because it's just like him cheating is a foregone conclusion. It is kind of like, look, men are trash. I know that, but I'm begging you as a woman, just like, don't do this, please.
Yeah. And I like that read a lot more.
Yeah.
I do too.
Mostly because it includes men are trash.
Right. Yeah. We belong
Any
in the bin.
Any opportunity to say it, I'll take.
Yeah. I'll get it tattooed on my forehead and then get long ass hair. There are also a lot of people who have done what is called, and I didn't know this until I read the Wikipedia for this song, an answer song to this, which is just...
From Jolene's perspective or the husband's perspective?
I think I've seen
a few... The husband would be pretty boring.
Oh, the husband would be hilarious.
It'd just be like, I was asleep.
My wife is hot, so's a big lady. I can't make up my mind.
or he has no idea that he's not in love with Jolene at all.
Yeah.
And he's just sleeping.
He's like, I just like getting new money.
Yeah. And also, like, there's a bleach called Jolene for your mustache.
There is?
For ladies to bleach their hideous mustaches.
Are we bleaching them or shaving them?
Well, I think maybe in the olden times, they were bleaching them more.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were at a distance. You didn't have to, you can be like, whatever works.
I've always had blonde face hair that's only now turning black, so I'm at odds. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to do anything.
You do.
I'm just going to grow a mustache.
You look great.
Do it. That's cool.
I'm going to like fucking John Waters going to 2020.
You got a real Tom Selleck vibe right now. I think you should just full on grow a mustache.
Check out the Instagram pic to see what he's talking about.
He'll be like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
What were you saying about answer song? I feel like I cut you off.
Oh, no, I'm
Who
just
has
saying,
done this?
Like, the list goes on and on, which
extremely
is
extremely long.
Yeah, but it's just like a lot of people have taken the song and been like, well, we should have talked about the man instead of being like, it's not Jolene's fault.
Okay.
Or it's like from Jolene's perspective being like, I'm not going to cheat on you, really talk to your man.
But like, what losers are going like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to write the comeback song to Dolly Parton.
I mean, listen,
Parton.
Have you guys ever tried to write a song when you don't have any ideas? Because the answer song is a great prompt. Especially
great prompt.
If you can bastardize it enough that you can't recognize what it was directly in response to, now you just have a great song. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
In a lot of ways, it is also, sometimes it becomes the premise of this very podcast to be like, okay, well, we got to write something that is about this. But at least, like, we have the pretense of, like, that's what we do.
But
with
also,
these people, I'm
that's
like,
what I mean. These people are earnestly doing this and being like, you know what, Dolly Parton, I need to follow this up. Like, we need to, like, have an answer song.
Yeah, the intention certainly is a big factor.
Yeah.
I wish everyone could see your sneer right
now. Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm just like, or maybe this is, maybe I'm fucked up. I don't know.
No, I think what you're saying is very accurate.
Just to
stand
like,
your ground, as the great John Mayer once said.
And George
stand
Zimmerman.
Your ground.
Oh my God, amazing. But like, I guess I just have to look up that list of like who is like, you know what Dolly needs? She needs my answer song.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So I feel like I learned this song kind of rules, slightly problematic, I guess, but mostly rules.
Sure.
Is it problematic?
I mean, I guess a little bit. It's just, I feel like it's kind of
blaming the lady.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's women pitted against women.
But I loved your take on it. Like, men are trash. Let's get past that and just get into this.
Yeah.
It's like, all men are trash.
So
this
my
is
husband's
the,
a weak child.
Yeah.
Like, I need you to do me a solid.
It's like, look, we all know the best I could do is 80% when I'm looking for a man. And he is like 79. Please don't fucking take this from me.
So how could you possibly touch this? I feel like people are already screaming at us.
What do you mean?
That for even trying to touch this.
I mean, like, the thing is, like, the premise of this podcast is not legitimately
Rip
we take a bad song and go, like, let's, here's why it's bad. I think it's just
a
we take
a
song.
A lot of people seem to think that, though.
Which I'm like, 67 or so in, you should get it by now. Anyway, what I wanted to focus on is how she just keeps describing Jolene in, like, the most, like, complimentary ways. And I'm like, it feels like she's got feelings for Jolene.
Fuck yes.
Ooh.
So I'm like, let's explore those feelings. And I know that I was like, I'm not going to be a man singing this lady's song from the perspective of the lady. So I had a friend help me out.
Shake your giggle makes my knees go weak. On a scale from 1 to 10, you're at least a 19. You're funny, cool, inspiring, and fucking great at everything. Your ass is flawless, don't fuck Carl, Jolene. Your abs
Ooh,
are funny,
that's
your
impressive.
Arms are so
of your face and takes out pricey loans from Chase so she Ooh. Can see the one she calls her queen. Sometimes I wake at 4 a.m. and see her on your Instagram while logged into a fake account, Jolene. She rarely talks except to say,
Carl, look what Jolene did today!
She's even mapped your everyday routine. Stalks you at the grocery store. She cut her hair to look like yours. She says God sent you as a test, Jolene.
Next customer, please.
Oh, God.
Jolene, that's so crazy that you're working here today.
Dolly, this is the third time you've been in this week.
I know, I just need like so many loans.
Wait, are you wearing the same clothes as me?
Oh, my Lord, I didn't even notice. That's such a crazy coincidence. We probably just shop at the same H&M over at Oprah Mills last Sunday morning or whenever.
That's exactly when I was at... Did you follow me to the mall?
Follow you to the... That is hilarious, Jolene. Lord, I love it when you joke. You're so funny. You can fuck my husband.
What?
Hey, what kind of shampoo do you use?
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Just ban her from the bank before we're broke.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Hey, why don't we make out just as a joke? It would be so funny and just like a goof, and everyone would be like, wow, they're like making out. Isn't that, it's like about time, because like we've been like seeing that coming for a while, because like when they're in the bank, everyone's like, wow, they both smell like they use the same shampoo. That shampoo. Your calves are strong, your feet are hot.
Stop. It's what it should have been.
Who the fuck was singing that? They sounded amazing.
That was my friend Addie Wyrich. Shout out to her. And shout out to Megan Batune from the Just a Tip podcast, also on HeadGum Synergy. Yeah, I was just like, I need a lady to sing this.
Yeah.
So I called a lady.
It sounded great.
Yeah, yeah. It sounded great.
She did sound great.
Yeah.
Shout out to both of them. Addie and I also are starting to host a monthly show at Dynasty Typewriter called Everything's Great. The first one's on the 29th, so come on out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fabulous. What is it?
Just a monthly comedy show. Oh, we host
like
it with
a variety show?
Yeah. It's going to be a stand-up and whatever the fuck we want to do,
ooh,
but with Nick Kocher, friend of the pod.
Hey!
Excellent. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah.
It's going to be... It will exist. I can't say, I can't promise any more than that.
Oh, it's going to be great. What are you talking about?
I think if anything, you improved it because you made it longer.
I did make it longer.
Exactly.
And yeah. I wanted to hear more of it.
I've always said Jolene should be close to 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
A good song should be close to 4 minutes.
Yeah.
I've always said that.
Yeah.
But she's just like leaving us wanting more, isn't
yeah.
she?
She's the master edger.
She yeah. is the master edger. She's
sorry.
A real Joel Edgerton. Mm. Well, with that said...
Fiona,
as our esteemed guest, would you like to share your unpunchable jam first?
Can't punch this.
I think That's How Strong My Love Is by Otis Redding
ooh.
Is an unpunchable.
That's how strong I love you. Whoa. That's how strong I love you.
I love the tenacity of his love in the song,
yeah.
and I love when he sings anything. But also, yeah, it's very. It's like it's about enduring love.
Mm.
Enduring. That is the verb I'd use.
I mean, oh, an enduring love. Sorry, not like. But yes, being put to the test.
Yeah.
Yes, not like it's a drag.
I'm a
having to live through
this.
Love.
I fucking love his voice. I'm so glad to have him on the podcast.
Oh,
yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, the ghost of Otis Redding, of
the
course, is always in the room.
Is here with you at all times.
It
not
is
Mike,
so weird he hasn't been talking, but another episode.
He's just being a good listener and just supporting you.
I love him for that.
I love yeah. him. I love that he's like perpetually 26.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Ugh. Okay, Demi, what are you choosing?
I wanted to pick another song that is just another song that is someone's name. So I
just, oh, good.
That's
cool.
The only connection, really. I
that's
mean,
cool.
It's also about, I think, like caring for someone and being like, hey, don't do certain things. But that's the only real connection. It's Prince Johnny by St. Vincent.
Prince Johnny.
St. Vincent's my favorite solo artist, period.
Yeah.
I think she has multiple unpunchable albums. This song is so fucking wonderful, and it's just about, like, a friend that she had, like, in school and how it's, like, they got into mischief together, but she's just, like, also, like, kind of worried for you, but you're doing great.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I always think of, like, this song, to me, feels like a song that someone should set to, like, slow-mo skateboarding footage, but I still
cool.
think it's really good. That makes it sound awful.
No, she's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love her.
I love her.
Yeah.
She's the best.
She's the best.
And
she should cover Jolene. Okay.
She should.
Hey, I wanted to do a song with a similar theme. So I'm doing another one by Mac DeMarco.
Must be another one. Must be another one she loves. Must be another one. Must be another one she loves.
It's a really fun, vibey jam. It's so nice to put on when you're like cooking dinner and maybe you're having a casual conversation or maybe you even have friends over and you're smoking a little pot, you know? It's kind of versatile like that. I don't think it's a song you put on and like lose yourself in, but like for a drive or a chill, yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's one of my faves.
I feel like I never got enough into Mac DeMarco.
I mean, I think that the only thing about getting into Mac DeMarco is that I feel like when I say I like him, I have to go eat a pack of cigarettes. You know
Fair.
What I mean?
Yeah.
There's like a certain connotation. But I really do like some of his music.
I got to know him before I ever heard his music because whenever he'd come to Austin, he'd sleep on a buddy of mine's floor.
Oh, really? You know him personally?
Well, I mean, he would never remember me. But I've like talked a lot with him. Like
wow.
Ages ago when I was in college.
And?
He's cool. Very crazy guy, but cool.
Yeah. He put his home address on the end of an album and was like, come visit me.
Whoa.
Yeah. And people did. And I was like, that's genuinely insane.
No.
Yeah.
But I, in a way, respect it.
Yeah.
He's like the Mike Jones of his day.
The Mike Jones. I'm always going to give him credit for the fucking 1,000 miles punch up that he did.
Oh, yeah.
He does at his concerts.
Oh, I didn't know he did that.
He basically sings just making my way downtown for every line.
Making my way downtown, my downtown, making my way downtown.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds fun.
And he's like, faster, faster, slower, slower.
Cool.
And then also when I was trying to watch like the Coachella live stream, I was like, who the fuck is this like guy that just looks like shit with his shirt off?
Oh, yeah.
And then he stood up and I was like, oh, of course it's Mac DeMarco.
Oh my gosh.
He just seems to not give a fuck. I like that about
him. Yeah.
He truly feels like everyone I went to college with.
Really?
Yeah. Just like his like the chain smoking cigarettes, the like sometimes he's got like a Hawaiian shirt and just an unlabeled baseball cap. And you're like, yeah. What are you doing? He's like, I'm just going to grab my guitar, go play some surf rock.
Yeah, I do understand that it's like hard to be like, listen, I live in Highland Park and I love Mac DeMarco. But I do, sorry.
Yeah.
It's all right.
You can't hide who you are.
That's all right.
And we'd never ask you to.
No,
just
never.
Like Jolene, sorry.
Exactly.
I might steal your husband just because I can't.
Exactly. You're emanating that vibe, yeah.
I chain smoke cigarettes and I might fuck your man.
Fiona, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank
and
you
telling
for
us about
me.
Your love
yeah,
of Dolly.
Course.
Oh, man, thank you guys for having me. This
thank
was
you
great.
For being our Dolly expert.
Oh, truly. Oh, that's an honor. I'm not, but thank you.
Where can people find your shit?
You can follow me on Instagram at Fiona Landers or on Twitter at Fiona Sings For You.
Do you sing?
I do, but also I joined Twitter in 2009. I thought that would be I was doing way more singer-songwriter stuff then, but thought that would be a great little fun name to have, and now I hate
your
it.
Singing and dancing videos on Instagram are truly like a highlight of Instagram.
Oh my god, I'm so excited!
Of
look at
joy.
That,
Jemmy.
Yes,
that is so nice of you.
See, now that I know you sing, I'm like, oh, your speaking voice does sound very sing-songy. It makes sense.
Oh, thank you.
You're like a Disney princess.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you should have been in Wreck-It Ralph.
Guys.
Fiona, will you star in Home Wreck-It Ralph?
I'll be there.
Yay! If you want to check us out, we're at Punch of the Jam on everything. Demi's at Electro Lemon. I'm at Meow or Meow Monster. We have a Patreon for $7 a month. You get a whole other podcast once a week.
Yep.
That's all I had to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all. Thanks
all
for
right.
listening. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, partner. She say partner.
She does now.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Okay, that was
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum podcast.